It didn't say mutes off.
You are no longer muted.
Nice catch. Are you playing with kids?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of June, 8 o'clock. And this is a continuation of the emergency management meeting for the town of Curry Beach. May I have a motion to open?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Gentlemen, due to some of the activities that have occurred in our county lately, there was an action today taken by the county officials along with the city officials that enacted a
curfew.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
That enacted a curfew from 9 in the evening till 5 in the morning. I talked to Julia Bozeman, Chairman Bozeman, and I talked to Leanne, the mayor of Carolina Beach, and she had also talked to Daryl, and the thought was that we could take our own position relative to supporting this particular curfew. With that, we did some more work today, and we took a look at what the curfew would mean. And I think we would go into the detail on that shortly. Mandy, how many people are on?
23.
So I'd like our emergency manager and Mayor Pro Tem David Hegler to read the amendment to the resolution.
Okay. Yes, sir. So the county's resolution had three parts. One part was for gatherings of more than 10 people in any area that would allow the police to disperse them between 9 and 5 a.m. One was for the sale of alcohol except for exempt businesses. And our businesses, I talked to them, closed by 8 p.m., so it doesn't really impact our businesses. And we need the chief to look at the county one for what it does to the corner store chief, just so if he can look and see if that impacts them or not. I don't think it does because they're allowed to be open, but just make sure your department knows what the county said. And then the last one was for firearms and ammunition, which we don't have any sales of that after 9 p.m. in Curry Beach anyway. So based off that, worked with staff, and we have a Section 27 proposal to our state of emergency declaration, and I'll just read it verbatim. This 11th amendment to the declaration of state of emergency by the town of Curry Beach also hereby consents to, adopts, and incorporates herein by reference the restrictions in the new Hanover County declaration of state of emergency attached hereto, signed by Julia Olson Bozeman, chair of the board of county commissioners on Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020, to become effective at 9 p.m. on Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. A curfew will be in effect between the hours of 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. specific to gatherings of more than 10 persons, except at business establishments authorized by Gubernatorial Executive Order 141 for a specific business commercial purpose and any emergency or law enforcement response. This 11th Amendment will be in effect until the new Hanover County order regarding the 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew is rescinded. So I'll open the council for any questions before I make a motion.
This is just for tonight or the next two nights? Or
it's until new Hanover County didn't put an end on theirs, so we don't know. The reason we wrote ours the way we did is so we don't have to come and meet to end it when New Hanover County ends theirs. Ours will end by the way we wrote it. So we worked with staff on that as well. So we don't have to make another emergency meeting that was unplanned with 6 hours of notice like we're doing right now. So basically when the chairman of the board of the county commissioners ends their curfew, hours will end. Or we'd have to have another meeting with 6 hours of announcement to end ours earlier if we decided to do that.
Okay.
now.
But we could end hours sooner or make it longer?
We could.
Okay.
Well, to make it longer, to do either one, we would have to have another meeting. So we'd have to do the 6-hour announcement required by Sunshine Law, and then we'd have to come together and have 3 votes to do that.
Or we could look at this on Monday.
But if the county decides it's over, then since we're following them, it'll be over.
Ours goes with the county. The way we wrote it, unless council wants to change, that's how it works.
No, no. I think that's better.
Yeah.
We've been spending a lot of time together.
Well, it's been a lot. No, we've kept the staff here quite a bit over a long period of time.
I mean, are y'all comfortable with this? I mean, the way it's worded, it's pretty loose, isn't it?
Well, yeah, here's the point, and the point that people should understand is this is a curfew that is in place for groups that are greater than 10 people. They can be approached by our police department, and they can be asked to disperse. If they refuse to disperse, police powers can take effect as may be required.
So Wilmington and Rashville Beaches, I'm told, I haven't actually read them yet, were tighter than this. I'm not sure if Caroline Beach followed the county or did their own as well. They referenced their parks and everywhere else, so it's not just 10 people in a group. They actually reference outdoor gatherings and stuff like that, so it could be less than 10 people in some of those places, as I understand it, but I have not read it.
Yeah. So we're talking about ours.
Right.
Right.
So we followed the counties. That's what we did.
Now, our businesses are not necessarily impacted because they're allowed to stay open beyond 9 o'clock. People are allowed to gather there beyond 9 o'clock as long as they're not more than 10 or more folks.
That's true. So at least right now, the only one... So Freddy's was not open today, so I could not check with them. Jack said she was closing. I talked to Beverly Lim. She was closing at 8. I don't know what their weekend plans, if this goes into the weekend, which I hope it does not. But it would go into the weekend unless council met and did something about it if the county continues it the way we've written it. Unless we could schedule a meeting for Friday and then change it if we wanted to do that.
Those restaurants that are allowed to have up to 50% capacity would be more than 10.
They're exempt because it's out of business by the counties and ours. So they would be able to do that. So it would not impact their business. But if a big group showed up and then left and then gathered at the pier, they would not be allowed to do that if that was to happen for some reason.
Okay, so I'm reading what Leanne posted today, and it sounds like they're following exactly what we're doing in what county.
Right. I think Carolina Beach did. I know Riceville and Wilmington may have went a different way, but I could not find it before this meeting.
In my discussions with Leanne, at least, the intent was to follow the county. I don't know if they were writing up their own version, so they may have gotten a little more...
Right.
They may have gone tighter, like you said.
Leanne posted on Facebook. It reads exactly like what...
Yep.
Any other thoughts?
Because it doesn't even
any other thoughts?
Alcohol. I'm sorry, what?
It doesn't address alcohol.
Yeah, they took alcohol and guns out.
Oh, they took it out? Okay.
Yeah, so it's not going to matter if our restaurant's closed at 9 or 10. I mean, okay. It's not going to affect the corner store. It shouldn't.
Right.
Because they're an essential business under the governor's order. They should be fine.
Good.
I think it's a bit drastic, but... You know.
The only reason we're having this meeting is because, once again... We're not going to be the only beach.
No.
It's different from every other town in the county, right?
So
I'm looking around for somewhere to protest at 10 at night, and Curie Beach is still available. No. That's what we're doing.
You're exactly right. Plus, we have to provide direction to our police department, who is here to protect us, as to when they should take action.
Right.
We're telling them to take action at 10 or more.
Right.
Anything other than that, peaceful protest... Just,
well, after 9
it's
p.m.
fine.
After
9 p.m.
Yes,
so this is about two things. So the citizens know what's going on. So the police department knows how they can enforce. And so that our businesses know what they need to do.
Sure.
Otherwise, there'll be nothing but rumor. And we all know how that goes.
So... Any other questions from council? I don't like it either, Joe. I make a motion we pass the amendment to the state of emergency, including section 27 as spoken earlier.
Second.
All right. Any other comments from the commissioners?
No.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. That's approved. I think we can open for a few questions. I don't want to keep people here late. You guys have been here all day.
We have 26 callers.
Sorry?
We're up to 26.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't received any emails.
All right.
And can you call Willard if he's not on right after this to make sure he gets it in the paper tomorrow? Since I know he's working on now.
Do some extra work, Willard.
At our last meeting, we officially scheduled a continuation for Monday the 8th.
Yeah, we got to redo that.
Right.
Right.
So we just
confirmed we still have that.
Well, so the question is, does council want to meet before the weekend in case the county doesn't do this, knowing that it won't impact our businesses, or do you want to continue this meeting till Monday? Because I'm ready to make the motion, whichever one council wants.
Let's just go to Monday.
Yeah, I would think that the weekend would be opportunities for other things, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we made this happen today. We could go ahead and continue to the next Monday. If something comes up,
The only problem we have is we need 6 hours if we're going to do something otherwise.
Well, the issue is everybody else got on the news tonight. I watched the 6 p.m. news, but that just is the only part I'm aggravated about. That's because we didn't find out about it until 2 o'clock. That's when we're having the meeting at 8.
I'm not overly concerned about the news reporting what's going on at Curie Beach. I don't think our citizens care too much.
If they just leave us out of it, nobody will think about it.
Right. So,
I hope you guys are right. Make a motion to continue this meeting to 5:30 p.m. on Monday?
It was at 5 originally.
Was it 5?
5:30.
It was 5:30 because he only went 30 minutes before our scheduled meeting. Yes, 5:30 p.m. on Monday.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
When do we start getting...